Welcome back in. Zach Gelb here with you on The Fan. Let's talk a little bit about the New York Football Giants now and continue to go around the National Football League. And we'll do so with someone that knows the Giants very well, as their former defensive coordinator was the interim head coach last year and also is the former head coach of the Rams, and that's Spags and Steve Spagnuolo, who's kind enough to join us right now as it's Zach Gelb here with you on The Fan. Spags, thanks for the time as always. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Zach. Always good to talk to you. How things in New York?
Well, things are going okay, depending on what football team you root for. The Jets, there's a lot of hope, but with the Giants, and you know this group very well, it's a lot of people thinking this was going to be a different team this year, but through the first two games, not encouraging for the Giants.
Well, you know, the one thing everybody's got to remember, it's not always that easy when you come in, you change schemes on both sides of the ball. Sometimes it takes a little while to get it going. I mean, if you look around the league, Zach, I believe there's four or five other teams doing the same thing. And by that, I mean both sides of the ball have changed in terms of what they're doing scheme-wise. And all of them have. I think four of them are 0-4. So it's not always that easy. And so I get it. I've been through it. But everybody just hang in there, and hopefully they'll get a chance to turn it around.
As a coach, when you thought this was going to be an improved football team, and you know what it is being a coach in New York and you lose games early on, how do you try not to overreact, knowing that it's so personal and knowing that it needs to change quickly if you want to save this ship?
You know, that's a great point, Zach, that you're bringing up. And look, sometimes there's knee-jerk reactions, and you go one way. You know, I thought Andy Reid, when we were in Philadelphia for a number of years, was really good at just remaining steady the whole time. He was really, really good at that. We had some down times, and he was a rock. And that's what every team needs when they go through something like this. I mean, look, there's, I think, 4 or 5 0-2 teams right now, and they got to stay strong. I mean, Buffalo's going through it up there. Sean McDermott's a good friend of mine. The key from a leadership standpoint, in my opinion, and I'm not sure I always did this, but from hindsight being 2020 for me, just stay the same. Don't change. Stick with what you believe in, because if people start seeing you change, then they think, you know, they're not so sure you knew what you're doing in the first place. So remain rock solid, weather the storm. Hopefully you just scratch your way back.
And these Giants players and coaches, they're going to hear it, and they have been hearing it this week. And you know, I know players and coaches will say, oh, they don't listen to the radio and they don't read Twitter. But we know a lot of times that isn't the case, and it's just impossible because it's now the world that we live in. How do you try to ignore that outside noise? Because the best way to fix this is to go get a win coming up on Sunday.
Yeah. You hit the nail on the head, Zach. That's the type of business that we're in. It's a results-oriented business, and you just keep cranking, you keep digging, you keep building, and you find a way to win a football game. And some of that goes away for a little while. But look, we're all human. And you're right, Zach. As much as you try not to hear it, creeps in there, especially if you got family that listens to it and they want to feed it to you. But that's a tremendous challenge in this business, in this day and age, with all the information out there. It's constant. And to be honest with you, Zach, you know, having stepped away this particular year, I say I'm a free agent and semi-retirement for a year. I'm fully aware now of the constant talk. I was never really fully aware of it's nonstop, 24/7. People are into it, and that's great for our game of football. And yet, when you're not doing so well, you got to be careful that you just stay inside those four walls at those complexes that they're at, and just keep grinding. And hopefully, you can work your way out of it and get a win.
I know how you just classified your state right now. It's a little bit interesting because we're talking to Steve Spagnuolo. What has this year been like? Do you miss football? Do you hope to get back into it? Take me in a little bit about your life right now.
Yeah, I certainly do, Zach. And God willing, you know, hopefully I'll be able to find another team in January. But we'll see what happens. It was, you know, what was most difficult for me? I really love training camp. Like, I like the 24/7. I mean, our job's 24/7 all the time. But just something about the grind of training camp and out there twice a day and the meetings and the heat and the whole thing. That I did miss. I got around to a couple of camps just to feel it for a little bit, smell the grass, et cetera, et cetera. I did miss that. I miss everything about it, but that's okay. There's a lot that can come from sitting back and seeing the big picture, and I'm certainly doing that. Hopefully I'll be better for it.
Talking to Steve Spagnuolo right now on The Fan. Get into this defense. This was a Cowboys offense going into the game on Sunday night. And I know it's only one game, but there was a lot of question marks, not a lot of talent at the wide receiver position, and Dak didn't look that successful in week one. Week number two, they attacked the Giants early. They got the big touchdown, the third play into the game. And you look at the Giants defense, and you know that group, even though there's some new names and there's been some changes to the scheme, weren't able to get after the quarterback, which when you were here in New York, you knew that was right at the forefront of getting to the quarterback. So what is it with this Giants defense early, and what do you think the ceiling is so far for this Giants team as it continues to progress into the season?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Zach. I haven't seen either game. I've caught clips of a little bit and highlights and whatnot, but here's what I know about that group. It's a solid character group with a lot of resiliency, and you know, when I just look at the scores, they're in there swinging away from a defensive standpoint. I mean, the only thing that I saw today as I was flipping through some stats and doing some other research is it appears to me that they're playing, their pass defense has been really, really good. You know, you give up an explosive play, sometimes it's tough to recover from that. But, you know, eliminate the explosive plays. I did notice this when I was looking, Zach. I thought they were pretty good in the turnover. They've had a couple of turnovers. But needless to say, look, they'll grind away. It's only two games. I mean, the most you really find out who you are and what you have probably in the first quarter of your season. So there's two more games to go for every team that's 0-2 right now. And just keep believing in what you're doing and keep grinding away. And there's a group of guys that I think will do that.
Now, getting to the offensive side of the ball, and we know what the problem was offensively for this group last year. It was injuries and also the offensive line not being able to give Eli some time. I know you haven't watched a lot of the Giants this year, but offensively, they bring in some new names. Solder, they draft Will Hernandez, the guard, but they still can't get Eli Manning time, and they're doing a lot of checkdowns, and they're throwing the ball short of the sticks because they can't get that time. Just how surprising, knowing how much of a point of emphasis it was with this group to fix that offensive line, that it doesn't look like they've been able to answer any of the questions they had from a year ago offensively.
Well, again, Zach, I'll go back to this. You got to be kidding. It's two games. And look, everybody wants to, we all want to get two wins. If you don't get the first win, you certainly want to win the second one to be 1-1, back to 500. I get all that. But there's five, let's see, the Giants, Oakland, Arizona, Detroit, Tennessee, and Indy. I think all those teams both have new offensive and defensive schemes. They're combined. Those teams are a combined 2-10. It just, all that does is talk to the fact that it's difficult in this day and age with limited OTAs. You know, training camp is limited, Zach, now. And all of a sudden to get a scheme in and get it functioning on all cylinders and be oiled up, for that to happen that quickly, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, and more times than not, it doesn't. So I'd let them keep grinding away at it. Eli's a solid player. They know what they're doing offensively as coaches. And, you know, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, everything begins with the guys up front, right? It doesn't matter whether it's defensive line or offensive line. So, yeah, so I think that, you know, once they get that squared away and get to feel a little bit more comfortable with the schemes, hopefully you'll see something positive.
How long does it take to get more comfortable when you're implementing, you know, new offensive schemes and then also new defensive schemes as well?
Yeah, I tell you what, Zach, I've been, you know, I go back on my own experience. I mean, look, in 07, you know, magically, it all came together in the third game and away we went. I've been other places where it takes a little bit longer than that, sometimes a whole season. And then the next season, you really see the fruits of your labor. So, you know, it depends on teams you're playing, the ball bouncing your way, how it all pieces together. But that's for, you know, that's for players and coaches to figure out. And I'm sure those guys over there in New York are trying to do that right now.
And they have the talent, too, when you look at on the offensive side of the ball. The offensive line, and I don't think it's there, but you have Eli, and we'll see what Eli continues to be as the season goes on. You got Odell Beckham. Saquon Barkley, who you just drafted. So you have some names there. Sterling Shepard is also a youngster that you know well. But with all that being said, Eli's getting older. I know you know Eli very well, and you're very loyal to Eli. Why do you still think he has something left in the tank, Coach?
I'll tell you why, Zach, because I'm a firm believer in that particular position. I don't want to put a number on it, but, you know, I just think that it is so important. Intelligence is so important in this game, in this day and age, and especially at that position. And I just believe that Eli is a talented, smart quarterback. I mean, everybody that gets up in age, you know, their talent changes a little bit. And I just think that he knows how to orchestrate the game. Now, I really like the running back. And, of course, you just mentioned some of the weapons that they have. So it might just be a little bit of time, you know, take a little bit of time to get the timing down to get it oiled up and operate it the way they want it.
And then one more thing on the Giants, then we'll go around the rest of the league as we're talking with Steve Spagnuolo right now on the Fan. Just from a defensive coordinator perspective, and I know you haven't seen them that much, but when you're going into game plan now up against the Giants, you would think that there'd be a lot of concern about Odell and a lot of concern about Saquon Barkley, and there obviously has to be with their skill sets. But if you're at DC right now, you got to feel pretty confident going up against a Giants offense, just because you look at that offensive line, as great as the weapons they have once again, it all comes down to that offensive line. So does it maybe take a little ease off trying to prepare for an Odell or a Saquon when you know the offensive line that the Giants are currently trotting out on the field?
Zach, as you were asking that question, I'm smiling because I'm saying to myself, there isn't a defensive coordinator in this league that goes into a game and thinks he has anything easy. Trust me when I say that, especially when you're facing those kind of weapons.
No matter who you play.
It doesn't matter. Look, anybody can beat anybody. Let's take look. Did anybody think Tampa Bay would do what they did?
No, I thought they'd be 0-3, Coach.
It just goes to show you. There's some other surprise teams, right? Look at Miami and Denver. Everybody had Denver, you know, out not winning a game. So look at these guys are prideful men that work at a craft all year long. Everybody, all the same. And you know, sometimes the ball bounces a certain way. Look at all the things that happened with kickers this week, Zach. And, you know, if that ball goes in or they don't get a couple block teams win instead of losing or win instead of tie. I know it's a tie in a game, you know, the Green Bay.
Two ties early on. With it.
Yeah, it's real unusual. But they'll get it figured out. That's what everybody's trying to do now. Nobody should be panicking. Certainly teams that don't have a win yet got to be a little bit more concerned. But if you're a team that is brand new and it's new schemes, you're still in a little bit of a rebuild. I mean, everybody has to decide that for themselves. But they're all pros. They'll figure it out.
Let me ask you from a rule perspective, just because a lot was made on the lowering of the helmet, and I don't think it's been that big of an issue. But the big issue has been how do you tackle the quarterback? Because we've seen some calls early on, and you look at that Green Bay-Minnesota game, it's embarrassing because your eyes are telling you, hey, that's a clean tackle, and we've seen that for a long time.
Yeah, I had a chance to look at Clay Matthews' hit this morning, and I don't know, Zach. I don't know what to tell you. I know we all know what the intent is. We all know safety is really, really important.
Sure.
But I'm just not sure, based on the things that we've seen, what you actually tell the guys to do or not to do. I mean, I guess you do it the best you can and just hope it doesn't get called. But I think the powers to be are trying to work through that, too. The intent is right. You know, making the game healthy is certainly smart to do. Protecting the quarterback is a good thing. I hate even saying that, Zach, because I'm a defensive guy. you want to get after the quarterback, that's all you're talking about, right? But I don't know. They'd have to get it figured out. And I just think if I was a defensive player, especially a guy that rushes the passer, you know, it might be a little confusing to me right now. But I think they'll figure it out, and guys are going to have to adjust. You know, a long time ago, we had to adjust to the 5-yard chuck rule in the pass game for the DBs and the linebackers,
sure.
And we did. And they'll do the same thing with this one.
The tough part here, though, is they don't want players putting their body weight on the quarterback, the majority of their body weight. And if you're intentionally picking up a quarterback and slamming him into the ground, I could see that. But if they want you to just roll off the quarterback real quickly, you know, that could cause harm to the defensive player trying to think about that the way that the game moves.
Yeah, not easy. I saw it was not this past week, but the week before in the Cleveland-Pittsburgh game. You know, I thought that was a hard one. It's almost, you know, I'm not so sure. It's really hard to tackle and not fall on the guy you're tackling, and yet we got to try to figure a way to do that. And you know what? Some of these quarterbacks are bigger than some of these guys tackling them. That's an amazing thing to me. I mean, there's some big physical quarterbacks in this league, and yet we all know we want the game safer. So they got to keep working through it.
Since you're a big NFC East guy, any concerns with the Eagles 1-1 and not that healthy right now? I know they get Wentz back up against the Colts this week.
Yeah, no, that's a good football team. I have seen them a little bit. And, you know, they played Atlanta in a really tough, hard-fought game. You know, and they're playing with their backup quarterback, who we know is a solid player. Their defense has kind of carried them a little bit. And they were a little bit victimized this past week by the explosive play. And that's going to get most teams. And, look, there's guys on the other side of the ball, defensively and offensively, that get paid money to do their job, too. So sometimes they get an explosive play and it's hard to recover. But I think the Eagles will be fine.
Let's get to the Jets. All the talk of the town is going to be about Sam Darnold, 1-1, a few interceptions, but has done a good job in trying to win some football games and put some good film out on, you know, on the tapes, especially with the football team that isn't the most talented in the world. You know the dynamic with the coach and a young quarterback. Take me through a little bit about what Todd Bowles, who's more of a defensive-minded coach, is going through right now with Sam Darnold, how you try to build for the future.
Yeah, we did the same thing in 2010 with Sam Bradford. And, you know, I'm kind of proud to say that Sam won the Offensive Rookie of the Year that year. Now, he stayed healthy for 16 games. And, you know, I was hoping, you know, because I like Sam and I'm a big Sam supporter. I know he's struggling down there in Arizona right now, but that was a good year for us. But from the standpoint of what Todd and Sam Darnold are going through, you know, Todd, yeah, he makes the decision to go with him. I think that's great. The team gets behind it. I think it was obvious to them that he should start. I did see most of the first game he played in, and I thought he was impressive. I mean, minus the first pass that went for a pick six. But even with that, Zach, you know, when you throw an interception for a touchdown on your very first pass in your NFL career.
You want to see the resiliency. Think,
yeah, and boy, did he come back and play really well. Look, he's a big, strapping guy that has all the skills and talent. I'm not a quarterback guru here, but just watching him from the defensive side, I'm really impressed. I did not see this pass game. My guess is he probably played pretty good. I know they didn't win the football game, but I think he's got a bright future.
And then before we let you run, you don't usually see a whole lot of big trades go down in the National Football League season, but the Patriots acquire Josh Gordon, who we know has all the talent in the world, but unfortunately for him, with what he battles through, he just can't ever stay on the field for a long stretch of time. So how about Gordon now going to the Pats?
Well, look, at I don't know the ins and outs of what Josh Gordon goes through. I just see the talent on the field like most of us do, and he is a talent. And look, at the Patriots know what they're doing. They recognize the talent. I think they have done this before with other people and figured out how to slot him in. You know, the leadership, it just appears. I've never coached for the Patriots. I've just admired them from afar. I grew up a Patriot fan, but, you know, when Bill took over and Tom Brady was there, they just seem to have this veteran leadership there that can rise above issues that might occur within the locker room and so forth. And I just think when you have that, you always have a chance to add somebody to your roster who initially everybody may think has some, you know, some downside to them. And look, I'm hopeful for the player. I hate to see any talent like that not be used and be out of the football game. I hope for him it does work out. And if it does, it'd certainly be worth a fifth-round draft pick, right?
And no doubt about it. It'd be one of the intriguing storylines to see the rest of the way. Spags, great jobs as always. We'll talk to you down the road, and we hope to see you on the sidelines once again real soon.
You got it, Zach. Thank you.